This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Triple Captain. We are an FPL podcast with the aim of getting you to the top of your mini league. We're at FPL Triple Cap on socials. I am your host, Luke Jurdy. I'm at Luke Jurdy on social media. And I'm not joined, as ever, by my co-host, Rich Wolfenden, today. I'm on my own at the moment. Rich is coming in at 11, I think. It's caught to 11 at the moment. I mean, I'm probably just going to waffle on for 15 minutes to address some of the main dilemmas ahead of game week 18. It is just absolutely crazy out there at the moment, isn't it? There's postponements everywhere. COVID seems to be wrecking absolutely everything at the moment in football and in FPL. So, I mean, the main thing you can do is just go with it, make your moves as late as possible, and just try and get 11 players out there, I guess, and kind of just relinquish control. There's really not a lot we can do in this situation. I mean, it would be nice if FPL kind of gave us a few more transfers or free hits or anything like that. But unfortunately, they aren't doing that. So you just got to kind of go with it at the moment and roll with the punches. I've got producer Tom with us. We're waiting for Rich, aren't we? I've just said we're waiting for him. But how are you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Just a bit in chaos after this week.
Yeah, so what happened to you? So, because what I did, I took a -4 and I was pretty set on Dennis. I definitely wanted to bring in Dennis because I haven't got him or King, and I liked Watford's fixtures. And to be honest, I wasn't really interested in Ollie Watkins. I certainly am now, but I just didn't really think that form-wise he was doing that well. Well, I suppose he was 2 goals in 4, but stats-wise, I wasn't that interested, and I thought I could save some money if I just go for Dennis. So I went for Dennis, and then obviously he didn't play. Watford's game got called off. And then I took a -4, and I was between Phil Foden or Raheem Sterling. And because of the extra money I saved with Dennis, I decided to go with Sterling. I decided to go a little bit different from the crowd. And of course, Sterling didn't play. I mean, playing Pep roulette in the middle of a pandemic is probably very, very stupid. So took the risk. It completely didn't pay off. I wish I'd have gone for Foden. I wish I'd have gone for Watkins. But having said that, I finished on 71 points, wow, which is quite unbelievable. Yeah, so 71, -4, 67. Broger, the absolute hero, came off my bench with a 12-pointer. I mean, just he's a brilliant striker, isn't he?
Yeah, I've been seeing on I think the official FPL account put out this week that for players, well, I can't remember exactly what the statistic was, but it was
under 5.5 million, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think you made a call about him a few weeks ago and the rest of the lads gave you a bit of hassle for it. So I think that was a great shout.
I really like, I brought him in on my wild card way back in game week 9 and he immediately returned. And then he had kind of 1, 2, 3, 4, he had 5 weeks kind of out in and out of the team. But I thought, I'm going to hold him. The quality is there. He's really cheap. He can sit on my bench until he starts playing. And I know that eventually he's going to come back into that Southampton team. And he struggled with a few injuries. He's come back into the team. He's got he scored against Brighton. He scored and assisted against Palace. And I think it's his place to lose now. I think Hassan Hurtel will be silly to not play him now because it's so clear the quality that he's got. These Chelsea players going out on loan, they've got some really good quality. I mean, they've got Gallagher at Palace, of course, and Broger and Livramento, of course, at Southampton as well.
Wow, I didn't realise that he was a Chelsea loanee.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Chelsea.
Crazy.
Yeah, they've got some great players. So yeah, his 12-pointer massively, massively helped me. The double up of James and Alonso finally came through because Alonso got subbed on 64 minutes before Chelsea conceded.
Nice.
So banked his clean sheet and then James got an assist. So that worked out finally for me. Ramsdale with another clean sheet. Trent, of course, 11 points. Just standard Trent. I mean, he's incredible this season, but doesn't really improve rank because everybody owns him. But you've got to have him in your team. Jota scored as well. Salah got his customary goal. So in the end, it really didn't turn out too badly for me. And now I'm up to 27,000, which is my highest rank all season. And highest rank for a while. I think I got up to about 25,000 around this point last season, but then I slowly started to drop down the ranks. So I'm hoping I can now push for that top 10K. But of course, with everything going on, it's going to be difficult, isn't it? I mean, it's just, I mean, I've got 8 players for this week.
Yeah.
So I just, it's just working out what to do. We've had some questions through on the Discord. So I think let's just go through them for now while we wait for Rich and see what happens out of that. So Steve on the Discord asks, is it worth, this is a good question. I think a lot of people will be contemplating this. Is it worth using the free hit if you only have 4 or 5 players going into the weekend? What do you think about that, Tom? Free hit.
I just think it's such a damage limitation way of using your free hit. Like, the free hit should be exciting. It should be on a week where you've got a double game week for everyone, for example, or like, you know, you're going able to raid the teams that have got double game weeks, and you should be thinking to yourself, this is where I'm going to get a double points haul. Because on those weeks, such as this week, where there's every chance that every single team, apart from those people that have done the free hit, are going to suffer, I think it's just a case of everyone gets around whatever the small points haul is that week, around that small average, and then you just kind of move on. That would be my opinion. But I mean, I don't know. What do you reckon?
I mean, the thing is, by the way, I think the app is going to screw a lot of people over this week, because at the moment, the app, for me anyway, hasn't updated, and the fixtures on the app say that everybody is playing. So on my team, it says that everyone's playing, whereas if you go on the browser, it's updated on there. So I think a lot of casual players are going to get absolutely done over this week if they don't update that app, because people aren't going to realize that games have been postponed. So I hope they update the app there, because otherwise people are going to really get done over by that. So yeah, look on the website. If you're listening to this and you've got the app and it hasn't updated, go on the website to have a look at your team. But yeah, free hit, I think the thing with the free hit is, if you've only got 4 or 5 players this week, I'd be very, very tempted to play it. I mean, I'm tempted to play it anyway. You could make big gains because the fixtures aren't too bad. I think you've got Villa playing Burnley at home, and Villa are on a hot streak, so you probably get Watkins and a Villa defender. You'd may even go triple Villa, kind of maybe Watkins, Ramsey and Matt Cash or Ashley Young playing out of position. That could prove fruitful. You'd then go for 3 Man City players because they're playing against Newcastle. So you're looking at, you know, Foden, maybe even De Bruyne, Sterling, defence. You could even triple up on Man City defence. I'd be shocked if Newcastle managed to score a goal against Man City this weekend. You've got Chelsea playing Wolves, so that's kind of a tough fixture for them. But you've got Leeds playing Arsenal. Leeds have just lost 7-0, of course. So you'd maybe go for Rafinha from Leeds and maybe a couple of Arsenal players as well. And then Spurs playing Liverpool. So obviously you've got your customary Liverpool. So I think if I had 4 or 5, I'd probably be tempted to take that free hit. As it is, I've got 8. I think I'm in it, which a lot of people are probably in similar positions to me, having 8 or 9 players. You're probably thinking, well, I might as well take a hit, save the chip, or use 2 free transfers. I mean, I can't imagine anyone's got 2 free transfers at the moment. You're probably better off doing that, getting to like 9 or 10 players and rolling with that. But the trouble is, games are coming thick and fast as well. There might even be rotation. So it's just such a difficult position to be in, really. But I do think you're right. I think you should probably try and hold off on the free hit if you can. There's going to be loads more like double game weeks, triple game weeks maybe to come where they reschedule all these fixtures. So you need those chips in your back pocket.
Yeah, that's the thing, is because I was holding on to a load of my players, you know, the ones that started going out early with COVID. So I think, was it Spurs and Man United were the first ones to get hit? So I was holding on to Reguilón. I was holding on to Rashford and Ronaldo. I've still got Ronaldo in there. But then you just don't know when these games are going to get rescheduled to now. However, there's going to come a point where hopefully COVID gets, you know, better in terms of like the amount of teams that are going to be out with it. And the schedule will be a bit clearer, where you go, right, it's all going to come and happen now, especially with the Champions League games as well. There'll probably be a flurry between, say, like February to April, May time, where there's going to be so many double game weeks that I think that's really where the season's going to get decided.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, but I think if I only had four or five players going into the weekend, yeah, I'd go for that free hit and try and gain some rank. Because, I mean, I saw someone played it this week and they got over 100 points.
Wow.
And I think they went from like 36K to like 3K.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. He went triple City, triple Liverpool, like a few other ones. I mean, and just struck gold. So the free hit, it can really gain you a lot of ground, particularly in game weeks like this when people are scrambling around, taking hits, players not, you know, coming off the bench and all of that stuff. So it's not the worst idea in the world, but when it's a reduced fixture schedule, you're throwing your eggs into one basket, really, because you're going to definitely go triple City, you're going to go triple Liverpool, you're going to go maybe triple Villa, and then suddenly it's like, oh, I've got, that's nine players gone. So you are really relying on those teams to perform, but could be a risk that pays off.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because then you look around at the other fixtures and go, I'm not so sure about those, because obviously Wolves are great at the back. So, and with Chelsea with all their problems that they've got at the moment.
Yeah, they've really gone off the boil, Chelsea, haven't they? Dropping a lot of points.
Yeah, it seems like a strange one. But then also combine that with the COVID issues that you mentioned earlier, that it's going to be a tough game for them. That
they might go for a postponement as well now. I mean, particularly if they've got players out, they're not performing very well, they're dropping points, they're not keeping clean sheets. Chances are that gets postponed as well. I mean, what are the chances that all the games get postponed this
weekend?
That's
the thing, isn't it? So hypothetically, if you were to use your free hit now, so we're recording this 11 a.m. on Friday. When's the deadline? Is it tonight or tomorrow morning? I think it might be tomorrow.
It'll be tomorrow, yeah. I think it might even be tomorrow at like 1 in the afternoon, because obviously the United game has been called off. So 1:30 p.m. the deadline. So
there's every chance that in that time another game could get called off. You've used your free hit to get three players in.
Hold off doing anything. I mean, what I would do if I was using a free hit, I'd plan it all out. Use your transfer screen, plan your free hit out, but don't pull the trigger until the very last minute, until you know what's going on, and then use it. But it's just absolute madness. Rich!
Hey.
Rich is here.
Hello. How are we?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm pleased from an Everton point of view, because we somehow managed to not lose to the champions of Europe.
Incredible.
With Ellis
Incredible.
Sims starting up front. Remarkable stuff. But no, yeah, good. The panic has slightly subdued, but I feel like tomorrow morning, as we get closer to deadline, the panic may begin once more.
Yeah, I mean, we've just been started to answer some questions, and I think you saying that segues perfectly into Andrew asking us how to stay calm while your whole team burns to the ground. Oh, and he said also how to not be so dramatic. And I said, well, I'm the wrong person to ask there with my drama background. But how do you stay calm in all this, mate? I mean, is it the obvious answer of, look, it's FPL?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you've got to look at bigger picture things. You got to think, you know what, the fact that football might not be going ahead in general. Remember how rubbish it was when football was cancelled for all them months last year? It's not going to happen again. But, you know, it could happen for the Christmas period. So imagine Christmas without football. It'd be so depressing. That Boxing Day, we get a whole day of fixtures. Imagine that getting cancelled. It'd be so upsetting. But no, I don't think you need to worry too much. You know, down the line, this means there's going to be loads more double game weeks. Probably going to be a couple of blank game weeks. There might be a game week where it's like game week 30 plus or something like that down the line as well, where you just have like two games being played or something. So that's always quite exciting. But I know what you mean. It'd be nice just to have 38 game weeks where all the games happen. But, you know, it's 2021 and this will continue into 2022. So just try not to worry about it. I know it's easier said than done, but try not to worry about it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think there's a lot of people out there that take the game very, very seriously, and like myself, and we put in a lot of time into our teams. But if you can't control something, there's absolutely no need to get upset about it. Like, if something's beyond your control, what can you do? All you can do is your best in any situation. And if something's out, a lot of things in life are out of our control. So it's really not worth panicking or getting upset about. I mean, it was funny because someone had, I think it was James from Fantasy Football Hub had quote tweeted my my team and said, spare a thought for Luke this week. Because obviously I transferred Dennis and Sterling in for a minus four and neither of them played. But I genuinely was like, it's fine. I mean, yeah. I was like, Broja and Livramento are starting. They're going to come off the bench. It worked out brilliantly because Broja got his 12 pointer, but I knew what I was doing. It's like Sterling could well be rested. I knew that it was a risk. And you know, any game could be called off at the moment. So it's really not worth getting upset about when things are beyond your control like that. So I think that's the best advice we can give.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as well, like, because this time of year, there's so many deadlines. Like, you just forget about the previous game week pretty fast. Like, already thinking about this game week coming, like, what, 24 hours we've got now till the next deadline. It's like...
Yeah.
I've really only just consumed the last game week. I need to prepare for this already. Like, it's you know, fast and furious, which is good in a way, I suppose.
Andrew also asks, a good question here, with so many cancellations going forward, should we be getting more players from different clubs so we aren't hit too much by fixture cancellation?
That's interesting. I suppose, though, if you've got, like this game week just gone, I think I only missed... Dennis, I think he was the only player who missed out for me. But I think I've now got three players missing for like three teams missing for this game week. So I guess you've got, I don't know, do you see it more as a luck? I've only just woken up, so my mind's not completely awake here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one, isn't it? I've got seven missing this week. I mean, I've only got eight starters at the moment. I mean, we're lucky so far, really, in the fact that Man City, Chelsea and Liverpool haven't had any cancellations yet. Yeah. They're the ones that we own. I mean, I own two City, two Chelsea, three Liverpool. I think a lot of people own three City and three Liverpool, three Chelsea. So we've been lucky in that respect. I mean, I'm not going to get rid of Trent, Jota or Salah just in case Liverpool have fixtures cancelled, or I'm not going to get rid of Sterling or Cancelo because City might have fixtures cancelled. Or if I had Foden, I wouldn't be getting rid of him, or Bernardo, I wouldn't be getting rid of him. But I think maybe with the other clubs, it's perhaps a good idea to not be doubling up on assets. I mean, I'm probably going to get rid of Antonio this week, finally, because West Ham haven't got fixture and I've got Antonio and Bowen. So I think with situations like that, but I'm not going to get rid of the top players because everybody's got them.
Yeah. That's it.
And I think if they're performing well, you just got to keep them and hope for the best.
I suppose this is the time of year, like with all these cancellations, you know, you've have a differential you've had an eye on over the last few weeks or whatever. Why not take a punt on them? Because, you know, a lot of teams are going to have 10 players, you know, line up and that sort of thing. So, you know, why not have a roll the dice on, I don't know, Odson Edward or you know, someone like that. You know, why not take the chance? Try and enjoy it a little bit. You know, don't do what you did last season where you went mad on that one game week and immediately regretted
I'm not going to do that.
But, you know, maybe bring in a player or two.
Yeah, although I have got something planned for this game week, which could be, which is a little bit of a risk, see.
Benteke inbound.
Palace haven't got a game, so don't get Benteke or Edward this week. Connor McBain asks, Connor is top, by the way, of both our mini leagues, the triple captain mini league and the triple captain extra mini league. And he's still asking a question. I mean, we should be asking him the questions, really. But he's asked, Ronaldo, should we sell and reinvest? And is KDB worth a punt? He also asks, is it worth it to sideways move from Bernardo to Foden? So let's do the Ronaldo question first.
Yeah.
Should we sell and reinvest the money if you still own Ronaldo?
I think yes, because Manchester United's off this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's so much money to be just thrown away.
Agreed.
Reinvest, definitely.
Yeah, I think so. You just can't have that money sat on the bench. I mean, particularly in a game week like this, where it's like you're going to struggle to get 11 players out. Mm. Definitely worth selling him. Is De Bruyne worth a punt? I think he is. I think he is this week. Is he going to start, though?
Well, Bernardo Silva's got a knock. So he could well miss out on Bernardo Silva. You know, he's been the man in form recently. And what Manchester City have done throughout the season is they've passed the torch of, like, goal-scoring responsibility. So maybe now it's time for old KDB to step up. And let's be honest, he's not really been around much this season. I know he's had a lot of issues with injuries and COVID and stuff. And I don't know, maybe two games in a week could be a bit much for him, perhaps. You know, but like I said, it's a big roll of the dice. And, you know, Ronaldo's not going to play. So why not stick that money on De Bruyne if you can do it? And again, I don't think a minus four is too much of an issue to take around this time of year.
Can I just throw in a devil's advocate there of saying, though, that De Bruyne, obviously just coming back from injury, like you say, he might not play twice in a week. If you hold on to Ronaldo and his Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day fixture goes ahead, he's playing Newcastle.
Yeah.
Fresh from a couple of weeks break. And you just know that he's going to be not, while he's not playing during these fixtures, he's going to be keeping himself in absolute tip top shape, just like doing laps of his massive garden.
But there's rumours Ronaldo's got COVID. There's rumours that he wasn't at training, and it's difficult, isn't it? But you're right, Tom. The advantages of keeping Ronaldo is at some point everyone's going to be scrambling to get him back in their teams because of United's fixture run. They're going to have fixtures rearranged. So if you can hold him, you'd maybe do it for one more week. But so I do like that argument, but I guess you've just got to weigh it up and see what the rest of your team's looking like. Is it worth a sideways move from Bernardo to Foden? I think we've got to wait for the press conference, haven't we? But knowing Pep will say, Bernardo got a knock, we'll see, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that'll be it.
Which is just horrible. And chances are, if you move Bernardo to Foden, Foden gets benched. It's just, it's horrible with Pep, but we all get on that wheel because they win 7-0 against Leeds, and we knew that was coming.
Yeah.
We knew they were going to demolish a team. I think we said it on the last pod. We were like, it's only a matter of time. City are going to demolish someone. They're getting loads of chances, and at the moment they're missing them. It just so happened that every single one went in against Leeds. I mean, 7-0. And you, if you don't have a piece of that, that's why we play the game, because there's always a chance that you're going to get a City player that just absolutely smashes it.
Yeah, I think as well, though, like historically, sideways moves are never really that. Like, if you were taking Silva out, Silva would score. Imagine the regret you'd be feeling after doing that. I mean, I'd consider it maybe because he's got an injury at the moment.
I think if Pep says he's out, do it.
But that's it. That's the only reason I'd consider doing a sideways move, is if an asset got injured and I still want a Manchester City asset. I've got other fires to put out first in my team. Make sure you've got 11 is the priority, but let's say bringing in Foden for Silva is not the worst move in the world.
Yeah, so Rich, just for me, a question for me and my team. I think I'll definitely take a minus four to get 10, but do you think it's worth a minus eight to get 11?
It depends who you bring in. What positions are you missing?
Well, at the moment, I'm thinking Antonio out for Watkins, who plays Burnley. I think that's a no brainer, really.
Villa look good.
And I think Gallagher out for an Arsenal player, because they play Leeds, or Rafinha. So it'd be Gallagher for Rafinha or Smith Rowe or, say, Saka. I've got one more position, but I suppose I don't really know who I would take out, actually, from that.
I don't know. With the Watkins one, absolutely, I'd jump on that. I only brought Antonio in a few weeks ago, so I felt like I had to have a West Ham asset because they were doing so well. But I've got him at, like, 7.9. It's so much money for a man who's not really having any attacking like effort, like he's not even shots or anything like that. He's completely fell off where he was earlier on in the season. Oh, getting rid of Gallagher, I haven't looked this week. I haven't even had a chance to watch the football. But I don't know what his XG is like at the moment, Gallagher. But a couple of months ago, his XG was absolutely through the roof. And Crystal Palace are still playing good football. Who's I chatting to the other day? So I went into work the other day, and Sean Derry was in there, and he's one of Patrick Vieira's coaching staff. And we were just talking about like Crystal Palace, and he was like, this boy Gallagher, honestly, he's going to be like the next big thing. Like, we're not going to be able to keep him, but he's going to be the next big thing. And he was like full of praise for him. And I didn't mention I had him in FPL because he has him in his real PL team. I didn't mention it, but he had so much like praise for him. And after like having that chat with him, like he's gone up in my estimations, but I haven't looked at his stats or figures or anything.
Look, he's great. I really want to keep him, but he hasn't got a game. And then he plays Spurs away Boxing Day, then Norwich at home, which is a lovely fixture. But then he's got West Ham, Brighton, Liverpool. So if there is a time to move to like an Arsenal midfielder, it's probably now, isn't it? I mean, he's going to score zero this week. So yeah,
that's true.
I just think he's the one, really. Bowen would be the other one that I could take out. But then if I'm taking Antonio out, I kind of want to keep Bowen for West Ham's fixtures. And then the other one is Livramento. I could move him out for, say, a Villa defender. They've got good fixtures and this week is good. But it's a hit for a defender I don't love. But I suppose if you see it as a minus two rather than a minus four, because Livramento is going to score zero anyway.
Yeah. It's a tough one. I like Smith Rowe at Arsenal. I'd 100% bring him in because he's the only man who looks like he's confident in front of goal. You could maybe bring in Lacazette if you really wanted to roll the dice.
No, I'm not interested in
it. It's a lot of money.
I'm not interested in him. Yeah, it's a lot of money for a player that just flat. Yeah, it's just not quite worth it. But yeah, okay, food for thought. I think at the moment I'm leaning towards
Watkins.
Yeah, I think I'll definitely bring in Watkins, and I'm leaning more towards a minus four and just trying to play with 10 players this week rather than a minus eight. Minus eights rarely work out. I mean, even though it's kind of not a minus eight because the players are going to score zero anyway, but I don't know. That's what I'm leaning more towards.
It's hard as well. And then there could be like last minute cancellations as well. And if you're taking a minus eight and then the Villa game gets cancelled, for example, like,
that's it. Suddenly. Yeah, it is. Another question from Steve. Is it worth going with no keeper and take a minus four to get 10 outfield players?
Go without a keeper. So
I think he's saying if he takes a minus four, he'll get 10 players, okay. But he'll have no keeper.
Right, okay.
So is it... I don't think it's worth taking another hit for a goalkeeper.
Nah, absolutely not. I'd just stick with the minus four.
Unless it's Ramsdale. I think I'd maybe take a hit for Ramsdale because long term, I think that's a really good move if you haven't got him.
Yeah, he's averaging 5 points per game week or something like that at the moment, isn't he?
It's huge for a goalkeeper. Yeah. I mean, another clean sheet for him, and they play Leeds next. I mean, I fancy Leeds to get a goal, but then Arsenal have kept a clean sheet against West Ham, and Ramsdale is bang on form. And if they do keep a clean sheet away at Leeds, chances are he gets bonus. He might get some save points. So yeah. If Ramsdale gets one of his 10 pointers, the hit is, even if he gets a clean sheet, your hit's paid off because your other goalkeeper's on zero.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tricky this week, isn't it? I feel like I'm not giving any straight answers.
I'm not surprised there's been so many questions, you know, because I've got so many questions myself. But, hits for goalkeepers. I'm against. He's still not going to get double figures, is he, Ramsdale? Let's be honest. Unless he's saving penalties left, right and centre.
Yeah. Good. Well, we've been chatting for kind of before you got here as well, Rich. So we're kind of past 30 minutes now. So should we just quickly talk captains
for this
week?
Yes, I'm questioning my catchphrase a little bit.
I think a lot of people will this week.
You know, for one, will the Tottenham game definitely be going ahead? Is one question mark. And the fact that Manchester City are playing Newcastle, it's so hard, isn't it? Like,
I mean,
Cancelo's back, so you know he's had his suspension, which will also count as a rest for Pep. So you'd like to think that's his rotation risk minimised. But then you put it on Foden, you put it on De Bruyne. You know, there's options in the Man City team.
My captain is currently on Raheem Sterling.
Oh God, that'd be so good if that came off. That'll be
so good if it came off.
Because he's obviously been rested as well.
Yep. Yeah, he's had his rest. If he comes back into the team, they're playing Newcastle. It could be another demolition, couldn't it?
It really could.
So, and yeah, like you say, Salah has got Spurs away.
Mm.
Chances are he scores because he scored. It's not like Liverpool aren't going to score.
Yeah.
And chances are Salah's going to be involved. But yeah. I can't see. I mean, it just depends what kind of state Spurs are in, doesn't it? Like, have they had training? Are they going to be taking a bit of time to get back up to speed, or are they going to be fresh, raring to go?
Yeah.
Conte keeps it tight at the back, doesn't he?
Yeah,
so
he does.
I don't think it will be a Liverpool, you know, 3 or 4-0.
No.
So is it City playing Newcastle? It's like,
yeah, it's interesting, the Liverpool one though. Salah came off yesterday. He got taken off. Is that because he's tired? Because he's got a knock? Like, you never see Mo Salah come off the pitch. It's very interesting that he came off. I don't know if it's just because he wants to rotate his team. He brought on like Milner or something.
Were they winning 2-1 or was it 3-1?
Oh, I can't remember.
Must have been 2-1, I guess, because Trent scored late on, didn't he? So
yeah, he did.
I reckon.
Yeah.
It's probably just a rest.
Probably,
no?
Yeah. He'll probably start. He's got no other choice up for. Oh, Firmino's back now, so maybe Firmino could come in.
I mean, this is the thing as well, isn't it? A lot of us have got Jota, and we can't get rid of Jota because he's got a fixture, but he might get rested now. Jota played the full 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And Firmino's back.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of looking at Alexander-Arnold, you know. Am I weird?
As a captain option.
As a captain option, because you look at his scores over the last few weeks. 11, 9, 9, a 2 there, but then a 9, a 15, a 12, a 1, and then a 10.
Do you want to rely on a clean sheet, though? I mean, you kind of want him to get clean sheet and... Yeah, true, true. It's not a bad shout. Cancelo's not a bad shout either, I don't think, this week.
Oh, captain defenders. God.
Horrible.
Truly need a Christmas miracle. but no, it's probably going to be Salah, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fairly set. I'm fairly set on Sterling. I'll wait for Pep's press conference, but I'm pretty sure he'll come back in the team after that rest.
Mm.
And I think it's if ever you're going to go against Salah, it could potentially be this week. And like you say, it may even get postponed.
Mm.
So I think I guess the main thing this week is keep calm. It's out of our control, and just wait till the last possible minute to make any transfers.
I concur. I guess that's all we can say then, isn't it?
Great. Yeah, I think that does us really. Yeah, we've managed to waffle on for quite some time in the end.
Sorry, Tom.
Sorry, Tom. Which is always the way. But yeah, I think just get your teams in order, and like we say, just wait until last minute to make your moves, and just try and enjoy it.
Try. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck.